Stephen Ansala Beher is a political science professor at Harvard and author of the book Going Negative: How Political Advertising Alienates and Polarizes the American Electorate. Well, it seemed to work 4 years ago, negative advertising, with the Swift Boat ads, for example, against John Kerry. But this time around, polls show, the new poll out by the New York Times shows that independents are really turned off by the negative ads.
Yes, and that's what we found in the past. What negative advertising tends to do is to drive independent voters out of the electorate. They just are reminded why they don't like politics to begin with. I think this election, though, might be different than previous elections, in that the other thing that the campaigns have to do to win votes is to talk about the issues that are on the forefront of the voters' minds. And I think the financial crisis that hit in early September really completely changed the dynamic of the election. And the McCain campaign's attacks really weren't about the economic situation facing the country, and that's what the voters really want to hear about.
John McCain has accepted public financing, and so that means that a lot of the money for these ads comes from the RNC. Mm-hmm. So what kind of effect or what kind of power does he have in curtailing that negative advertising if he wants to? And what kind of power does he have on where those ads go and if they're going to go towards him or further down the ticket in congressional races?
Well, because John McCain accepted public financing, he's limited to $84 million. And the Obama campaign has been able to raise many times more money for that. That's money that the Obama campaign itself controls. The compensating factor is the amount of money that the Republican National Committee can raise and spend on behalf of the campaign or attacking the Obama campaign. Unfortunately for McCain, he doesn't control the message from the RNC. And so he does not get to say that they want to maybe push the tax message. And so they've kind of lost control over the message of the campaign as it's run through the RNC or through independent groups. The really difficult trade-off, I think, for the Republicans coming into the home stretch of the election is going to be where they want to spend their resources in the last 2 weeks. And that is because if they judge that the McCain campaign can't win the presidency, then they will probably want to divert their resources to the Senate. And the Senate elections are starting to break in the Democratic direction and getting very close to a Democratic pickup of 9 seats, which would give them 60 votes in the Senate and allow them to close debate whenever they like.
I don't know if you have studied this, but what is more effective in convincing an undecided voter one way or the other? Ads, things they see on TV, or conversations they have with their neighbors?
This is an important line of research that's picked up over the last 8 years, and it's really been spearheaded by a couple of professors at Yale, Don Green and Alan Gerber. The old mode of campaigning really was television advertising, and much of political science had turned its attention to that. But an even older mode was just direct contact, talking to your neighbors, canvassing, and so forth. And Don and Alan refocused us on those modes of communication. And what they've really documented as a wide range of different forms of direct communication and direct campaigning, and shown that some are very effective and some are not so effective. And I think the Obama campaign actually really picked up on their research and rebuilt a kind of infrastructure of direct contact. And one of the peculiar aspects of this election is that the McCain campaign is largely a television campaign, and the Obama campaign is probably equally television and direct grassroots campaigning.
And that could be the difference in the effectiveness?
I think one of the things that is happening is that the individual conversations you have with your neighbor, with the person down the street, somebody you know at work, might be counteracting and diffusing the negative television advertising.
Stephen Ansala Beher is a Harvard University political science professor, also author of the book Going Negative: How Political Advertising Alienates and Polarizes the American Electorate. Thank you very much.
Thank you.